via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America's not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks. The death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Millions of people here in the U.S. traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations today, Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations. Travelers' dismissal of the increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings, fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to stay at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small this year. While President Donald Trump said it was a great honor to pardon his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister said early Thursday the military is set to begin the final phase of their offensive in the northern Tigray region. The announcement comes after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigray leaders to surrender expired. The prime minister had rejected calls for a dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region had already alarmed diplomats around the world, who have almost unanimously urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, according to family sources and a statement from the Ummah Party. The 84-year-old al-Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Ummah Party was one of the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even after Bashir was toppled. The Ummah Party said in a statement that Mahdi would be buried on Friday in Sudan. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for the lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who have died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days through November the 29th. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out a hospital from one of the most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards, and restrictions forced them to shut down its operation. For more news, please join us at voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.